A day after activists reported at least 14 people had been killed by Syrian forces during protests across the country, human rights groups said on Saturday the Syrian crackdown was continuing unabated. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Human rights groups said that tanks were very much in evidence in the coastal city of Latakia on Saturday amid intense shooting during protests. The city, along with Homs and Hama, have seen large demonstrations against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Activists also reported that soldiers backed by loyalist gunmen raided villages close to the northern town of Qusar, near the Lebanon border, carrying out arrests. Qusar was reportedly the scene of 11 killings on Thursday by security forces.
In the Middle East, the most alarming situation now is in Syria. Every day we hear about killing, violence, shooting, especially on Fridays after the prayer in the mosques. And we are in Ramadan, where the feelings of belonging to Islam is stronger in Muslims. So this is a Sunni revolution against the Alawi, to whom belongs the family Assad.
Speaking to Vatican Radio about the alarming situation in Syria, Auxiliary Bishop of Jerusalem, William Shomali, says President Bashar al-Assad is losing legitimacy.
Assad is losing the ground. He loses his legitimacy in the eyes of the Syrians and in the eyes of the neighboring countries like Turkey, Arab countries.
On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that international opinion was hardening against Assad's regime. She also called for a global embargo on Syrian oil and gas and the selling of weapons to the country. But as the U.S. and EU gets tough with sanctions, the crackdown goes on, with rights groups saying that at least 1,700 civilians have been killed in the five-month-old uprising. I'm Lydia O'Kane.